In the, well, 40s, 50s, we just had to make our own play, really. There wasn't anything, clubs to go to or anything like that for children, really. Yes, there was the Girl Guides and Girls Brigade, to which I did belong, the Girls Brigade, for quite some years, to the point of being an officer. I was born in Nella Road, and one part where Cranbourne Gardens goes off was four very nice trees, and because they were on each corner, and we used to play rounders. That was absolutely wonderful, because the cars, well, there were very few and far between. In fact, the only person who had a car when I was a child was Mr. Pickering of Pickering and Hale Funeral Undertakers, and he lived in Nella Road, same as the rest of us, in a council house. DKR 607, I can still remember it. We had one neighbour, an old grouch, who used to hang his head out the window with his top hat on, telling us to shut up, to which we took no notice, tried to tell us he was in bed with his top hat on. Friends, oh yes, we all...
After school.
There were quite a few of us, you know, all the same age, round about there. Another thing we used to do, mainly old girls really in this next bit, the boys did join us with rounders, but the next bit, we used to do a lot of play acting. We would make up plays and then perform them to the parents when we were ready, so that was something we did a lot of as well. It kept us very quiet. You know, it could be a play about doctors and nurses, or it could be anything that we dreamt up, you know. That we used to do those mainly in Shirley Austin's garden. Sherrod's Woods was another great place we used to go. We used to get told off quite a lot, not actually in the woods, but there was a stream. I don't know if it still runs through. It was a silly little thing. But when it was wet, you'd slip in it, and, of course, we would then take off home via the Welling Stores with our wet shoes and socks in our hands and get chucked out. Because it really wasn't the damn thing, was it? So that was something else. We usually had a big bundle of bluebells in our arms, which, of course, but as soon as you pick a bluebell, they die. You know, we thought it was good to take them home to Mum. Oh, and, of course, the grass verges, which we know is really one of the main things of Welling Garden City. But the boys used to make a trench in the grass verge, down which we would play marbles. Always playing, mainly the boys. You know, they used to let us girls join in, but... roller skating was another thing. We skated all over the town from, you know, one friend to another as we got older. One friend in particular lived in Longcroft Lane, and I would skate from Nella Road to Longcroft Lane. Cycling, I cycled a lot. I had an auntie... lived in Palmer's Green, used to cycle out there and back. The youth club was Trevelyan House. Now, this was well into the, sort of, well, say well into the 50s. It was there a bit before. I was old enough to go there. To be honest, I can't remember what we did apart from muck about. We had a committee. That was a laugh. We used to shut the others out. Had what we called a committee meeting. We did play netball. Well, we did have a netball team, and like, we weren't always messing about. Trevelyan House had a netball team just for a short time, I remember.
Okay.
Well, usually we used to play very often on, you know, Norton Grinding Wheel. Well, they had a netball court. They also had a team in which I was for a while for the youngsters, yes. Boys Club, which of course was for the boys, but they used to have dances, to which us girls used to go down on Petrie Lane. The Girls' Life Brigade. And they, even now, when I see people on the grass on Parkway and Howard's Gate, I shudder. We were not allowed, nobody was allowed on that grass to do anything except the Girls' Brigade, Girl Guides, anything. We would do little demonstrations on there now and again. And we were the only ones. 49.
Late 40s, 49.
Something like that. Mrs. Gerber was our captain. She was a lovely lady. I got tied in with something else. So I suppose I may have only stayed till I was about 17. We all went to the cherry tree dances, more or less every Saturday night.
Yes.
The other thing was Parkway dances.
Yes.
We went there. And the Murphy Radio started up, I don't know when they started this up, something called the Murph Follies. I was asked to join them, and I must have been, again, it did interfere with my Girls' Brigade a bit, but I did carry on both. I loved that, and we used to go out and do charity shows. And I mean, we had a He was like a choreographer. We had two, you know, a dance teacher and choreographer. Yes. Who used to do all the light operas in the old theatre. But what they did, we had the main Mer Follies, and it was quite a big troupe. But then some of us, not all of us, went out and did the odd semi-pro, if you like.
Yeah.
You know, we'd get booked by Freemasons and people like that, you know. And it was, I absolutely loved it. I'd do it again now. Because we were dancers. We weren't interested where we went. There was a coach, we got on it, and we went. In one of my bedrooms, I had costumes all round, you know.
Really?
And we used to do some really good shows. I can remember doing 4th of July, you know, in America. We were doing a show, we had a top hat and everything, you know. And shoot off. We'd go to work in men's clubs, I seem to remember. We went to a few. And I remember once, I don't know, it must have been a farmer's union or something that booked. And we were literally in a cow shed. The cows at the back, behind the curtain at the back. Yeah, I remember fainting one evening. Teenage girls used to in those days, I don't know why. It was something about fainting. And I remember fainting one evening. We were there, and for some reason I just came over really bad and faint. And I just apparently went down completely out. And I remember coming round, and the soppy lot, one had got a chair, was trying to push it. Two were trying to pick me up. Of course, picking it up, and I'm just okay. And so it's about a chair, and I can remember feeling this chair being pushed underneath me, and I'm still going. Bill Turner, who worked for Norton Grinding Wheel.
Yeah,
he used to do a pantomime down in the community centre down Woodall, and he sort of went round some of the dance schools and picked out one or two girls to be in his pantomime. Mm. I was with Greta Garrard. She wasn't among the other two at all, but it was with her. She lived on Handside Lane, and a lot of her classes would be at home. And then, of course, she was also the choreographer at the Mer Follies. And Dale, she lived on Prethern Road. She was another dancer. And she'd been taught by a Negro to dance. Mm. So she had a... Dale was very heavy. The two different dancing things all
styles,
together.
Styles,
different styles. Murphy Radio used to have a wonderful sports day every year. Burglar's Paradise, because honestly, everybody went to Murphy's Sports Day from the town, you know. And they had a big marquee with a stage, and we used to perform, Murph Follies would perform on there. You know, remember that. I personally did a lot of swimming. I virtually lived in that pool when we had it.
Stanborough.
My mum used to say, take your bed there. I always go straight from school.
Yeah.
You know, it's when I was mainly at school, because I was at Handside School, which is now Applecroft. Yes, no, they were fine. No wooden huts and things came out. I loved it, because you'd got the concrete around the pool, and then you'd got grass, and it was lovely.
Yeah.
In fact, the first pool was wood. I remember my dad telling me it was wood lined. I remember him telling me that. Mm. So my dad, cricket, he played cricket for Wellington City first team, and he umpired them for about 30 years. I was brought up on the cricket pitch, and I hated it. I can remember right from the top, you know, being taken. Mm. Of course, in those days, it was all well done, old boy, you know, sort of thing. Mm. and you didn't make a noise. Well, I was a child, wasn't I?
Yes.
What we called, you know, the conference house. We used to call it the conference house. That's where...
Digswell.
Yeah, that's the pitch. And obviously my dad was, you know, when he was umpire and he was older. Most of them, as I understand it and can remember, were mainly like the bosses of the firms in the first cricket team. So even when they were playing at home, they'd send a car for my dad. And if it was just my dad on his own or going away to play, they'd always send one of the young lads in his sports car, get in the car, and of course the young stud would shoot off down the other road and dad would grab his hand. We swore they used to do it on purpose. My mum used to say, look at that silly old...
Girls' Life Brigade.
Yeah, knots. I know we did knots.
Quay
sewing,
doing things.
Yeah, we were on Parkway.
Sewing, yeah.
Just there was only the one then.
Yes.
And then Jenny Phillips, Jenny Strawbridge, she rang me some years ago and she said, Margaret, I'm going to start a second brigade. Would you come and help me? So I said, yeah, okay. Well, I was working full time, but I said, yeah. She said, just to help me start off. So I said, yeah, okay. Well, it didn't last long because she gave me the 13-year-olds, I think it was, about that age, you know. And I'm sorry, but they just didn't want to know.
Mm.
They did not want to learn. They didn't want to do it. And I went armed with a lot of things that they could learn, craft and all sorts of things, from my daughter, who's very much into this sort of thing as well. But my daughters were in the Girls Brigade. They didn't want to know. And I said, Jenny, I'm sorry, I just haven't got the patience with
them.
They won't listen. And the worst one was the vicar's daughter. I said, I just can't cope with it. You know, I did it for a few months, but I suppose I was so used to discipline and they just didn't want to know. Well, we used to have our parades and that, you know. I went to Sunday school when I was really little, and that was, I've forgotten that, at St Michael's Way, which of course is no longer there. Went to Sunday school. So I can remember getting all these little things each week, you know, cards and that. Girls Brigade, now my daughter, it was at next to the Catholic Church at Woodall, that little church there. My youngest daughter didn't stay long, she was different, but my oldest daughter, she became an officer at that Girls Brigade. It would be late 60s, I would have thought.
Okay.
10. Yeah, she was, yeah. Yeah, I was in by the time she was 10. And so she stayed and did the Duke of Edinburgh thing through them and that, with her cousin, the pair of them. Well, half of them in the street used to go. I used to take them, throw them in the car and take them up there, you know. We started jiving and you weren't allowed at one time to jive on the cherry tree ballroom floor because they said it would muck it up. And Bill Carter, we had the Nighthawks band. And Bill Carter was like the MC, you know, racing up and down to tell us not to jive. Of course, we'd be jiving up near the band and he'd tell us to stop it. And when he wasn't looking, we'd go down the other end and jive. And this is how it used to go on. And then he'd chuck us out. He did. He used to say, get out, you know. And my mum and dad used to meet their friends in the cherry tree. I mean, it was a nice pub then, used to meet. And my dad knew a lot of people, and he used to go around there and say, I'm sorry, Bill, because of both Bills, I've had to turn around, chuck around. we weren't really any trouble,
but yes.
You just weren't allowed to jive on that floor.
Right.
Your parkway. Your parkway was a beautiful city, but the tap dancing and a bit of ballet dancing, a ballet I liked. With Greta Garrard, she lived on Handside Lane. Now, Barbara Spicer and Roni, they started up a dance school in Welwyn Garden City. Dance school, Barbara and Roni.
Oh, right, okay.
They ran for years. I think over the vineyard somewhere. Mm. So I just suddenly remembered about going to Saturday morning pictures. We all used to go to that. We used to go with Ted and Terry. Typical. But we used to like to get up in the balcony because there was a balcony.
Ah.
It was a lovely theatre.
Yeah,
on Parkway.
Yes.
And the boys, they had some way of folding the lid off the pot of ice cream and flicking it, and it used to fly across the auditorium and down
satisfied.
Into the bottom, you know, but painted in the pictures once, the old cinema. Yeah, we were watching The Great Houdini, and it was just when he goes in the water. And I know I said to my friend Val, and I'd got a bar of chocolate, and she said, you'll feel sick in a minute. Anyway, after a while, I said to her, I do feel a bit sick and funny. she just said, oh, well, go outside then. I remember getting up and walking around the back, and they had the row of seats at the back where the St John's ambulance was.
Yes.
So I decided right in front of them to just go. Came round in the foyer, you know. Funny. We used to kick around with some of the boys, and we'd go down to Woodall to the cafe, one cup of coffee, six straws. We did all the silly teenage things. And we knew all the police, I mean, in those days. And the cars were just coming in the 50s.
Yes.
And I think they had obviously one to start with. And because we knew them all, we'd just say, come on. And they'd say, where do you want to go? So I'd get in then. And they used to take us. We need to be across the other side of town. Okay, we'll get in and we'll take you. So it was a different thing. The boys' favourite thing was they were building the King George V playing fields. They had a river run through it. You know where Homestead Court is? Well, just there's an entrance in, isn't there?
Yes.
Well, that used to be a ditch and a river running through there.
Right.
Well, a little stream running through there. And it was all overgrown then, there. But anyway, they decided they'd make this pool, float your boat, little boats on and that, you know. Well, of course, us older ones, we'd be there at 10 o'clock at night jumping in it. But when they were doing it, they had the tractors and that there, you know. So, of course, the boys, even then, they were pretty knowledgeable, even though we hadn't got any cars. One had a car. They'd start tractors up and take them right across to the back of St. Mary Magdalene Church, leave them over there.